Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Feelings hurt, yeah, baby. By me. Help me.
gets me on the slow dance tip, you know what I'm saying? It's a real nice groove. That's why I had all the fellas singing with me, you know what I'm saying?
On you.
That was brainstorming. Thank you very much. Because, you know, I was yapping, right? Ooh, that joint right there, brainstorming, MC Brains, took me back so far. I could think of so many situations. That song got me in. MC Brains pulling up tonight. Folks, you are in luck to discuss his new projects and the future. Platinum recording artist, MC Brains, the first platinum recording artist out of Ohio. And he's also in the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame out there. He's stopping past tonight. If you want to jump on, talk to him about his project and the future, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hell Vell is a new artist he's working with. Hey, check it out before we get into it. Check out hellvell.com. He got a new project called Cleveland, and it's lit. So check it out. Before we go any further, she got a new project out of Charlotte. Her name is Madam Boston. But what's the name of that book, Boston?
Between God and Best Friends.
Tell us a little bit about Between God and Best Friends and how we can pick it up. Pick it up.
You can pick it up at Amazon. Just search Between God and Best Friends, Madam CeeLo Boston. And, hey, it's only $4.99 for a copy. It's an e-book.
It's a still of a deal.
Yeah. It's a poetry that I think is very relatable.
Creative, provocative, yet very thoughtful. And so pick up Between God and Best Friends.
Too.
And we like a few cuss words every now and then. We like a good hard curse word every now and then. And Between God and Best Friends, Amazon.com right now. From the other side of the ATL, where I'm hanging out live tonight, is Gigi Hot Chocolate. And she got them Gigi Magic Grapes, but they're seasonal. Hey, you got them right now, though?
I actually do. What's up, TM Hyman Radio family? Gigi's Magic Grapes and Goodies here to let you know not only do we have our Magic Grapes, which are back seasonal for the warm weather, we also have baked goods all year round.
Uh-oh.
And if I can say, I think I can say it a little bit more now I have some infused options for the Grown Sexy and Legal. So you can definitely inbox me on Instagram, the only Regina 757, or you can email me rcsmith_40@yahoo.com to place your orders. If you're in the Metro Atlanta area, we do offer contactless delivery.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
Hey, we lit over here. We got books, we got magic grapes, we got edibles. Hey, up next, we got a legend. An icon in the music industry. Man, he's a former Motown recording artist, but a legend in his own right. Listen, he's working with artists, making moves with artists. this. And so, listen, I got a real funny story. When I heard Brainstorming, first of all, this has been like one of my good friends for over 20 years. We're business partners, you know what I'm saying, and a whole lot of other stuff. But I can remember being in a limo with this dude when we were like 19 years old. Okay, now he's been around the world and back, and I don't remember where we were. We could have been in New York. We could have been in Virginia. I don't know. But I remember being in a limo with this guy, and the car is, like, shaking. The car is shaking. The car is moving because, like, chicks is that crazy in the car where the limo is, like, rocking side to side, right? And they banging on the window. I'm screaming. I'm like, yo, stop. Stop fucking shaking the car. Stop shaking the car. He's like, calm down, T. Calm down. Hey, it's okay. Clearly, he's used to this life. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. He's a friend to this show, my homie, MC Brains, bro. You probably don't remember that. But, dude, I remember that. It was so funny. He was like, calm down. Like, calm down. Used to that. Shan, you remember that short, bro?
Yeah, I kind of remember that, man. What's up, everybody?
That was
actually, we have a few adventures, man.
Quite a few.
I bet y'all do. I just need to let you know that Uchi Wally almost got me snatched up. So
hey,
Uchi,
tell her, get it
Uchi,
right.
Uchi Wally's another Uchi Coochie, la la la.
Yeah, there you
got
go.
Me snatched up several times. Yeah.
I have a lot of people telling me that I almost got them snatched up, but that song was a lot of people tell me all the time, man. You don't understand how much trouble I got in with that song.
Ooh, baby.
That's the beautiful thing about music. We get to experience
some things. Those who may not know, please. Interest. I don't know how they may not, right? We play Brainstorming, but anybody, it's a lot of youngins out here. Millennials may not know. Tell them who you are, bro. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
I'm MC Brains, Ohio's first platinum rap artist. I'm now also a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I've been a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer for a year now. I'm very proud of it.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
I also work with artists. I have an artist named Hell Veil, and I also have an artist named Jutland. Hell Veil's album is out now, and Jutland's single will be out top of next month. So congrats. I'm just a living legend, and it ain't too many living legends, and I'm proud to say that. A lot of people use that loosely, but I'm very proud to say I'm a living legend. And I'm just one to push forward. I believe in positivity, peace, and love. Just to give you some more of the history, I had the number one song in the country. I have three other top 40 songs. Worked with artists like Johnny Gill, Boyz II Men, Jazzy Faye, MC Breed. Just a lot of different things. I'm also a producer. I do a lot of tracks and music. I'm actually a one-man band. I got a company that's ran by me, and it probably should be ran by 10 other people. But I do all 10 jobs. I'm the graphic design artist. I'm the website designer. I'm the producer. I'm the role manager. I'm the manager. I'm everything. So I'm thankful God instilled in me the things that I needed to be able to push forward, because it's important for the youth to me now to, because they're about to be taking care of us, and the mentality of the youth today is a little entitled and a little crazy. So what I like to do is be the mediator of that and be an ear to the youngsters so they can listen to me, because that's what I've learned, that, you know, through communicating with the youngsters, they don't want to hear you say, oh, your pants too low and this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 blah. You get to talking like that, they look at you like you don't know what you're talking about, because that's what's going on now. They look at it like you're lost. So I'm one that likes to listen and then give back. And what I've learned, And even with my artists, what I've learned is that it's leaders and generals and queens and kings out here. They're just not being led correctly. So I make sure that everybody on my end is led correctly and everybody over here is leaders.
No doubt. I love that.
Yes.
I love that concept, yes. Bro. We talked about a business model, you know, because the one thing that people don't really understand is that things just don't happen. You know, I think when we see people successful, when we see things jump off of people, we're like, man, it looked like it happened overnight. But you envisioned a business model that was pretty unique, right? I can remember many nights flushing this business model out with you, but you were very clear in your plan and your intentions and how you wanted to set artists up. You didn't just want to work with artists. You wanted to partner with artists. You wanted to educate artists, and you wanted to see them have their own business. And, again, you were very intentional about that. Let's talk about why you wanted to set up that type of structure and why you were so intentional.
Well, it's through personal experiences. My first time out for those that don't know, I was put out by Mr. Michael Bivens from BVD New Edition and that whole nine. And he wasn't too fair to me. As a matter of fact, he wasn't fair to me at all. How about that? So they don't need sugarcoating it. He wasn't fair to me at all. You know, he was my management. He was also the production company. Right there is a conflict of interest.
Right.
He also took all of my show money. I've pretty much headlined everywhere in the United States, Japan, Europe, Switzerland, everything, and I never saw a dime from it. I got per diem for it. And now that I know the business, I know what he did. And also all the way down to, you know, my album sales. He took all of that. He took all of the publishing, publishing his writers, which should have been all mine. So he took every stream of income, even all the way down to the freaking flyer miles, frequent flyer miles. Yeah, like I didn't even, it took them all. I mean, I was a flying artist. And at the end of my hookup, I realized that he literally took from every pot that I could make anything off of. And today as an adult, all of the things that I've been through, when it came time to pay a bill, when it came time to deal with any kind of incarcerations, when it came time to deal with my home, when it came time to deal with my kids in situations, I always reflected back to him, because everybody's trying to say to themselves, what can I do to make $1 million? And what can I do to be a millionaire? I did that and didn't get compensated for it. I wrote all of my lyrics. No one held my hand. I did everything on my own. All of my records was written by me. And he took and laundered my money. He took and, my name is James DeShannon Davis. He put my money in James Arthur Jimmy Davis in Switzerland. Got all of my money. And I just felt so disrespected and violated that I don't want anybody to feel like that about me, because if it was legal and God would forgive me or I wouldn't go to jail, I would execute him. That's what I feel like. And I'm a people's person. Anybody that know me know that it's about love and peace for me. But that's one I can't forgive, and I'm praying on it, and I'm doing what I can with the Father. I'm one with the Father, so I know he's going to get me through it. I ain't no chump, so I keep going. But my passion now has turned into not seeing my artists go through none of that crap. So when they immediately step to me, I teach them about their LLCs and starting their own companies and all of that. Like, my artists, they are their first artists. They're not my artists. They are their first artists. I'm their partner. And our companies partner up, and I just wanted them to feel welcome when they came to me, and I wanted them to know off top that you in good standings with me. Anybody that's stepping to you and saying start your own company, I don't want you up under my company, start your own company, they're not trying to get you.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? So it's, yeah.
No, go ahead, finish.
Yeah, but that part is very, very important to me to make sure I don't want no one walking around here feeling about me like I feel about him. And he did that to a kid. And now he ducks and dodges and ducks and around me because now I'm a grown man. He's scared to face a grown man. And I just never want, I don't want that enemy. I don't want that. And I want to see my artist be successful. And there's so much money to be made out here, enough for everybody.
So much.
You know what I mean?
Everybody.
It's so much money to be made. And so many different streams, so many different revenues, so many different ways you can make the money. So it's unnecessary. It's like no need for it. And there's so many artists that go through what I'm talking about. So it's just about me being a change. I told my homeboy the other day that I'm going to be in social study books. Like, I'm trying to be the change. I'm trying to make sure that things turn different, even when it comes to music. All the music sounds the same. Everybody sounds like a robot, and everybody's singing the same melodies.
Right.
When I was coming up, we were challenged to be different. We were challenged to be different. And now if we did something like another artist did, they'll be like, oh, such and such did that. Now, these artists can literally listen to a song, go home, mimic it, put it out, and make $1 million. We couldn't do that.
Yeah.
We couldn't do that.
We were
challenged to be different.
The one thing that I want to say to you right now is, man, you come such a long way. To be
right.
able to actually communicate what you just shared, like the way you shared it, right? And I didn't hear any inflection, any deviation, because I know how passionate you are, because I know how deep it runs, right? What I can say, just based on what I've heard, You moved past it. You know, so I heard you say that you're going to pray on it, but you've already moved past it because I can hear it in your voice. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, it's 9:23 here in Atlanta, 6:23 in Los Angeles, and you are in tune to the Social Lab Team on the radio. Our special guest tonight, MC Brainz. Let me correct that. The legendary MC Brainz. He's pulled up to talk about new projects, along with the future. But what you just heard him talking about was the past that was around this platinum hit right here. When we come back, we will hear more from MC Brainz.
They got 1991, and I heard somebody done dropped a bomb. Boys, the men, ABCD. Well, yo, Sam Rock, I don't think they understand yet. Brain, drop a little oochie coochie on it.
La la la, I am the Brainz and I'm up to par. Quit acting brand new, I know you're fruity. Cause when you're walking, you're shaking that booty. All the guys thinking you're hard to get, you just don't know you haven't met the Brainz yet. At the beginning of my game is kicking, but at the end it's some boots I'm sticking. Why don't you come give me that booty, so you can spend the whole night with MCP. I will correct you and rock you like a boutique. You gotta promise to give me the oochie coochie. Come on and give me that pretty body. In a conversation you have to suit me. Hand to hand together you know we will have fun doing the oochie coochie. Burn, change.
instrumentals nonstop.
Ohio ho, he's the chief rocker. Motown bound, C-Town, he likes the mingle. Ooch, Gucci girl, she's the brain first single.
Now a night with the brains is quite simple. I like a girl with a big smile and dimples. I take you off cause I'm a lover and a Mac daddy. Then I rub the kitty cat under the table, see? I got you horny, so now I take it to my home. And in the back of my mind, I know it's kind of bone. I got you to my pad, so now you wanna play? But then again, yo, I had to say, why don't you come and give me that booty? So you can spend the whole night with MCP. I will caress you and rub you like a booty. You gotta promise to give me the oochie booty. Come on and give me that pretty body. In a kind of position, you have to suit me. Hand to hand, together, you know we. We'll have fun doing the oochie choochie. Now give me some names. Lisa, Kim, Angela, Monique. Them are the freaks with some big physiques. Pam, Deshaun, Teresa, and Judy. Those are the girls with the ghetto booty. Tracy, Keisha, and even Pedro. Those are the girls who like to ride the rodeo. Tina, Vaughn, and Dawn, and Reek. Those are the girls who want to get a piece of me. I need the boon and the boon and the boon and me. I need the boon and the boon and the boon and me. I need the boon and the boon and the boon and me. I need the boon and the boon and the boon and me. Yo, this goes out to all the Oochie Coochie girls. Living in the Oochie Coochie world. Remember to stay on that pill, because I didn't hurt you, baby, but the next man will.
Yeah. MC Brains, you know. So what up, though, bitch? What's gonna happen with the Oochie Coochie foodies on duty? Viv Entertainment, the super producer Rico in the house. We out of here. But I'm back again. Oh, by the way, my name is King Welvin. I got paid big to do this.
TM Hyman.
You want me to put it back in there?
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was MC Brains with Oochie Coochie. Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam.
Bro, how do you feel when you hear that song? How does it make you feel, like, you know, 20 years later, 25 years later? Because it's still...
Oh, man, I feel like a $1 million. I feel like $1 million when I hear that song. I'm going to tell you the difference. When I first heard music, when that music was brought to me, I was like, whoa, I can't do that. Because I came from the hood. Because I came from the hood, and I was like, yo, my boys is going to be like, what? So when I heard the beat, I said, I either got to do what I do or take my butt back to the hood. I looked at what I was dealing with in the hood, and I said, let me go and sit down and do what I do. So I wrote a hit record, and it showed me the difference. That song is the reason that I'm in business today. Because now I understand the difference between songs and hit records. You got a record, and then you got songs. We can make songs all day. I can make a song every hour. But there's records, and that song is a record, and I'm very proud of that record because that record challenged me. When I first heard the beat, I was just like, no way. But then I wrote a hit record, you know what I mean? And it changed my outlook on music. It opened my mind up to where not staying in the box of the hood. It was I always shut the hood up when they started talking smack because they'd be like, they say something about the Oochie Coochie, and I'd be like, let's not forget that it was the number one rap song, not the number one pop song. It was the number one rap song. Right? So all the hard gangster stuff that y'all saying is the hits. No, Oochie Coochie is the hit.
Right.
Yeah. So, bro, and it took you around the world, bro.
Oh, man, everywhere. I met so many people.
The world.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
and
all the way.
You mentioned the word business that particularly stuck out to me. So in our first segment, you mentioned the business, bad business, we'll say, with Michael Bivins. Were you 19 when you signed your deal? And not just playing devil's advocate, because there's so many young artists that I see these days that are just so eager to quote unquote get on. So they're not paying particular attention to the business model. So did you not have anyone to help you look over your paperwork? Because you mentioned that he took every revenue stream from you. So
yeah, well, during the time, right, a year before I got my deal, I lost my big brother to gun violence. So me and my mother was going through a lot at the time. And right. I'm living in the same neighborhood that he was killed in. I think mom, because at the time I wasn't old enough. I was just turning 17 when I got the deal. And okay. I think my mom at the time was just, go, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Like, an opportunity for you.
It was an opportunity. Yeah. Absolutely. It was an opportunity.
Yeah, and I believe the opportunity, the light of the opportunity is that I have a name now, and I think I dodged some things. And, you know, my whole fam, my whole squad that I kicked it with growing up, everybody is in jail or either dead or been to jail and going in and out of jail. And that was those are my cats I was hanging with. And so, like, I feel like God, and the way that it played out, I truly and honestly feel like God saved my life. You know what I mean? As far as the business side of it, I was just, you know, I don't think me or my mother was concerned about it.
Right. It was just the opportunity for you to get out of where you were.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, the way that he did it, it was kind of more so – I just lost my big brother. He was about the same age, so now I kind of clinched on to him on some big brother stuff, and that was the other side of it. You know what I'm saying? I kind of clinched on to him as a big brother, and when I became famous is when our relationship started to tarnish. Like, he would bring me around when didn't nobody know me, and he was cool with that. But once people started knowing me, and acknowledging me when we came in the room and not just him, the relationship changed.
Right.
And, you know, me being from the hood, I'm a little hot-headed. So at the time, I started to realize what was going on. And the last time I seen him, I had probably about about three fingers in his face and on his face. So I haven't seen him since. And I even reached out to even try to get closure, because I think about that man more than I think about my children. And that's why when you were saying earlier, T, that I got past it, not really because he's on my mind too much. So I'm trying to, I've gotten to the point to where I don't want to go to his front yard and get him. But my thing is now I'm trying to get him off my brain. No man should think about a man as much as I think about that man.
Right.
You know, but I think about him during adversity, though, because I know I did the job. I know I did the work, and I have to go through the adversity that I'm going through.
Right.
Well, let's do this, bro. Let's fast forward to the future, right? Let's fast forward because, you know, my question right now is, you're working with new artists, and as you're setting up new artists, and speaking of new artists, I need everyone who's listening to go to hellveil.com right now. I've checked out the whole project, and, you know, I love the fact that, you know, when I went to the website, you know, the branding was clear, you know, and it was Hellveil's business. I love that. What would you say to your 15, 16, 17-year-old self today? You know, I think I know, you know, what you say, because you kind of just gave us a hint with your approach to setting up the deals, you know what I'm saying, with young artists. But I think Gina asked a great question that everybody needs to pay attention to. She asked, did you not have someone to look over the contracts, right? What would you say to your 15, 16, 17-year-old self today based on what you know?
I would definitely say, you know, have people around you that you know. Like, I wish my brother was there. I wish, since my brother couldn't be there, I wish that somebody I knew was with me that loved me. Like, a lot of people don't like to mix business and personal, but for me and my squad and my family over here, business and personal works for me. That's what encourages me and brings the loyalty and all that whole nine. So I would tell my younger self is to bring your family, like, because at the end of the day, the way the music industry works, when you're hot, we all love you, and when you're not, we blatantly don't give a fuck. I mean, give a crap.
Right. Keep
them up. I would definitely tell my younger self to have people around that love you and know what they're doing. I didn't have nobody around me that knew what I was, that knew what they were doing, that was in my corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's very important for me to rock with my artists like I do now. I'm hands on with everything, and I got their back just as much as they got their own back.
Right.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Hey, talk to us about Nino.
I feel like Nino. That's my artist, Hell Veil. His new single that just came out. We dropped the video on the 14th. It's a great video. Hell Veil is my first artist that I started working with. And now, you know, he's become my little brother and everything. We rock together, we make it crack, and I feel like Nino is like the club banger. Like, he's a street artist, makes great street music and paint great ghetto pictures. But this song right here is that club banger, and we needed that club banger. And all the DJs been rocking with me on this one, man. We very proud of it. I feel like Nino, if anybody know about Nino Brown, Nino Brown was a baller and he kicked it and had a bunch of fun and was in the clubs and a gangster too. He was all on it.
New Jack.
But that's Bell's reference to. That's who he's referring to.
Hey,
produced by me, of course.
Yes, sir. I had a chance to meet Hell Veil a couple years ago when you first started working with him. And I got a lot of respect for Hell Veil. I mean, Veil One is mad creative. He got crazy energy, but I mean, the dude is really humble. He's a student. That's the one thing that artists have got to understand. If you're really going to take it to the next level with this business thing, because music is about business, you got to be a student and be willing to learn with all that talent, right? With all that creative.
Yeah.
Yo, he's a young father, he's a student, and he's a creative. Hey, on the other side of this joint right here is Nino. I need you to go to hellveil.com right now, get it for yourself, get the whole project. Nino is one of plenty on the project. It's 939 in New York City. 939 here in the AT.
It's a seminar, bitches in my Bentley truck. Oh wait, I'm rolling up. Okay, I'm about to stunt.
Okay.
She on her knees, I'm on her back. She thinks she got a hunt.
Take
of how a nigga moving, but I just be jugging. Familiar with the downs, but these ups, I'm steady pushing. Make these niggas hate. Get money all type of ways. And that jury fade. Ryan Rollo, Dilla Clay. Who you think you fooling? I got these bitches choosing. I wish I could, but my whole Nina, she gon' refuse it. I get the squeezing on that hoe. I'm talking fucking stupid. And her nigga know about it, but he ain't gon' do shit, cause I can give her Rufus. But I'm making all this money, soon as my child support over, I'm walking out the country. I'm rest in peace, my cousin Punchy, I fuck off on the beat. And then my tribe, I'm a G, and when I eat, it's a feast. And all my niggas is on, I drop a price, watch your tone. My money longer than long, I'm taking Mars away home. Smell when I'm smoking through song, a nigga bad to the bone. Call me El Capitito, I'm getting money for show. If you got money, go and throw your hands up.
don't care. I feel like Nina when I'm walking in the club. I'm a player. All these diamonds on me, you can look but cannot touch. We get it popping, we popping bottles and popping straps. Ain't no escaping, we shut them down and we close their traps. These niggas claim they the goat, I birthed them, you niggas babies. I took a shit on the game, my diarrhea gravy. I got my cut off the back end and I don't do no payment. I got my feet up on the couch, your bitch, you're cooking naked. What it do?
What it is?
My money longer, check out my wrist and my shoes.
That's my bitch.
My bitch is bad, she match my fire, match my cool.
Got my kids.
If you a money making motherfucker, then I salute. How you a big dog, and your pockets weak, you can't eat. I'm getting money every day, it feel like I'm on repeat. I'm riding around town with some pounds under my seat. And I ain't worried about a thing, cause I got it on me. And every time I hop on the mic, yeah, I'm killing the beat. Check the currency in my jeans, nothing under a G. If you got money, go and throw your hands up in the air. We popping bottles, we ain't drinking on no cups.
We don't care.
I feel like Nina when I'm walking in the club.
I'm a player.
All these diamonds on me, you can live but cannot touch. If you
got
money, go and throw your hands up
in the air.
We popping bottles, we ain't drinking on no cups.
We don't care.
I feel like Nina when I'm walking in the club.
I'm a player.
All these diamonds on me, you can live but cannot touch.
Rainy on the beat.
I feel like Nino got me moving. That joint will be on heavy rotation in the crib, in the whip. I am ready to move to that.
Oh,
dang. Man, that joint right there is live.
Hellbell.com. Get your own joint right now. It's called Cleveland.
Yes.
I heard you say it twice, but now I got to pull you on all the way into the campaign. Okay, I need you to pronounce the name of the album correctly, my brother. The name of the album. The name of the album is Cleve Bell. The name of the album is Cleve Bell, man.
Bro, you should have corrected it the first time, brother, so we can get it right over here, bro.
Bro, you know it is notorious for tearing up a name.
Fundamental.
You know it.
No.
When you get the veil, go on and turn the pronunciation up.
Dude, reading is fundamental, right? Because all I saw was Cleve and assumed the rest was was
Jesus, the offense.
Listen, Cleve Bell, you can't spell Cleveland without Vail, bro.
I just saw that myself. I'm serious. I thought it just said Cleveland. My
reading
is
fundamental, folks. Because listen, I'm pretty swift, and I know for a fact I saw Cleveland when I looked at, and I'm looking at the cover right now, and clearly, it does not say Cleveland. It says
Cleveland.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, you can pick up your copy.
And there we have it.
Let them know.
Right now.
Let them know.
Hellbell.com. Hellbell.com. Listen. Hey, listen. But we so lit over here, and that joint is so lit. Listen. We going to do it again.
It's so
you got money. Go.
I feel like Nino.
If you got money, show. Throw it in the air, watch them pick it up. It's a seminar, bitches in my Bentley truck. Oh wait, I'm rolling up. Okay, I'm about to stunt.
Okay.
She on her knees, I'm on her back. She thinks she got a hunt.
Take this
of how a nigga moving, but I just be jugging. Familiar with the downs, but these ups I'm steady pushing. Make these niggas hate. Get money all type of ways. And that jury fade. Ryan Rollins, Dylan Slay. Who you think you fooling? I got these bitches choosing. I wish I could, but my hoe Nina, she gon' refuse it. I get the squeezing on that hoe, I'm talking fucking stupid. And her nigga know about it, but he ain't gon' do shit, cause I can give her Rufus. But I'm making all this money. Soon as my child support over, I'm walking out the country.
I'm rest
in peace, my cousin Punchy, I fuck off on the beat. And then my tribe, I'm a chief. And when I eat, it's a feast. And all my niggas is on.
I drop a price, watch your tone. My money longer than long. I'm taking Mars away home. Smell what I'm smoking through song. That nigga bad to the bone. Call me El Capitito. I'm getting money for show. If you got money, go and throw your hands up. In the air. We popping bottles, we ain't drinking on no cups. We don't care. I feel like Nino when I'm walking in the club. I'm a player. All these diamonds on me, you can live, but can I tell? Popping bottles and popping straps. Ain't no escaping. Ain't no we shut escaping. Them down and we close the trap. These niggas claim they the goat. I birthed them. You niggas babies. I took a shit on the game. My diarrhea gravy. I got my coat off the back end and I don't do no panic. I got my feet up on the couch. Your bitch, you're cooking naked. Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. What it do?
What it is?
My money longer. Check out my wrist and my shoes.
That's my bitch.
My bitch is bad. She match my fire and match my crew.
Got my kids.
If you a money making motherfucker, then I salute. How you a big dog? In your pockets weak. You can't eat. Getting money every day, it feel like I'm on repeat. I'm riding around town with some pounds under my seat. And I ain't worried about a thing, cause I got it on me. And every time I hop on the mic, yeah, I'm killing the beat. Check the currency in my jeans, nothing under a G. If you got money, go and throw your hands up. In the air. We popping bottles, we ain't drinking on no cups. We don't care. I feel like Nino when I'm walking in the club.
I'm a player.
All these diamonds on me, you can live, but can I touch? If you got money, go and throw your hands up. In the air. We popping bottles, we ain't drinking on no cups. We don't care. I feel like Nino when I'm walking in the club.
I'm a player.
All these diamonds on me, you can live, but can I touch?
Rainy on the beat.
Yo, 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 Gangali in the building, all fruits ripe. You done know we got real talk with real people in these real times going on up here in the social lab with TM Hyman Radio.
Oh, man. You got to go to hellvale.com right now and pick up the Nino. The name of the project is Cleveland.
We know
how to make up for we just jam it twice, you know what I'm saying, bro.
Hey bro, I had to let you know I got him sitting right here next to me.
I got him right here, bro.
What up?
Hey, what's good?
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? That Nino is lit. That's what's going on, brother. Keep cooking, brother.
Thank you, man. I want to appreciate you, man. Thanks for showing all that love like that, man. You spent back twice on me. I liked it that, man. Listen, I appreciate the love.
I messed it up twice. We had to spin it twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We run this over here. You know what we run this over here.
Yeah, we make it right.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Hey, dude, I'm super proud of y'all.
Thanks, bro.
Super proud of y'all, bro. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Keep it up. I mean, I called Brains up last week, and I was like, bro, I'm super proud of you when I saw that, you know, that y'all released it because, Vel, you know, I remember sitting out back at the studio when it was all a dream. You know what I'm saying? And a couple years later, you know what I'm saying? Here it is. We manifested it, right? So congratulations. Keep up the nice work, brother.
All day. Thank you, man. We appreciate it. Hell yeah. Good luck, bro.
Indeed. Hey, folks, if you've just tuned in, you've missed it. So you got to go back and check out the top of the show about 25 minutes after. The show will be available to you live. Hey, but we're going over to Clubhouse at 10 o'clock, and we're going to welcome MC Brains and his whole crew over on Clubhouse. And so you can go over there and meet us. We're going to have some fun over there, and, you know, Brains is going to continue to drop gems. He's legendary status, folks. And so if you want to ask them some questions, you can do that live right now, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, or you can come on over on Clubhouse, hang out with us for another whole hour. Bro, you shared a lot, but the one thing I want to hone in on before we get out of here is how you made $1 million and didn't see a penny of it.
Millions, bro.
A million plus dollars. We'll say that. A million plus, because we know it was at least a million, right? A million plus dollars didn't see a penny. What was the lesson? What was the lesson learned in the midst of still some of the unresolved issues and some of the, you know, the issues of the heart, you know what I'm saying, around the situation? What was the lesson learned?
I mean, lesson learned was just to make sure I got all of my eyes, my dots crossed and my T's crossed and my I's dotted. You know what I'm saying? And I to realize that, you know, the world is the world. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm very, you know, hands-on and passionate about my circle, because that's what I, you know, I go off of energy, man. And if I knew what I knew now, then I would have been able to feel that energy. You know what I'm saying? So now it's just, you know, that was a great lesson, because now I believe it made me the best me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all the way on point with who I am. You know what I'm saying? Now I just got that little chip that I'm waiting to shake all the way up off of me. But that only comes from adversity. And as I progress, the adversity lightens up. So I ain't even really got nothing to complain about at the moment to even think about him. But now therapy for me is just speaking my truth. I always kept the rapist in the fucking closet, if you get what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So now it's just about speaking my truth, because it makes me be able to keep pushing instead of holding all that shit in.
What advice would you give?
The conversation has been dope here. Definitely join us on Clubhouse in a few moments. And the next level of the jewels that are going to be dropped is going to be incredible. I feel it.
I wanted to know how you felt about I wanted to know, Brains, how you felt about the need for artist development in this music time frame.
It's so crazy that you bring that up. Like, it's going to happen, because I'm anything that I see, I bring it to life. God give me that blessing to be able to do that. But it's going to be MC Brains Artist Development Learning Center, and I'm gonna do those every. I got to do it in my city first, but after I do my city, I'm coming to every major city with that learning center. And it's going, any artist that come up in there is going to be able to understand how to do interviews. That artist is going to understand how to take pictures. That artist is going to know that when they don't feel like it, that they got to do it. That artist is going to know how to perform. That artist is going to know what his image is. That artist is going to be able to walk out of there. He's going to be able to record. He or she is going to be able to record and get vocal coaching, production, and they're going to be able to walk out of that place ready to go make money.
Right.
And that's my passion that I want to see. I'm trying to put good music out there. I need good music to happen. Like, I'm good with the new music now, but my problem is that it all sounds the same, so it gets to where you want to turn it off. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with change, but it was always competition to be better than the other one.
Right. Even within the same group, there was competition. You know, nowadays, they just put out whatever just to put something out, just try to say they popping for the moment.
Exactly. Yeah. But we was able to pick what we wanted. We wanted some De La Soul, we go get some De La Soul. We want some Dice Effects, we go get some Dice Effects. We want some, and the list goes on and on, if you get what I'm saying. You had a variety where you could pick what you want to feel like and what you want to listen to today.
Right.
But you got the radio on now, and I swear it's not only just that they all doing Roger Troutman, but it's all the same melody if you listen to it.
Yeah.
They're all singing and rapping the same melody. And it so amazes me that it's allowed. It was called biting back in my day. You were called a biter if you did that.
Exactly.
You were called a biter, and that was the number one rule for us. Don't be a biter.
Don't bite her. Right.
And now you can bite, do whatever you want to do. But that's what's so beautiful about Vail's album. If y'all listen to Vail's album, man, it's authentic. It's authentic, and it's his. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. So getting to your point, your answer to your question, that artist development is super important to me because I want to see a change in music and a change in artists.
Right.
Move professional enough to where can't nobody kill you, young man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I get it. But when Vail moves, Vail is moving. She's straight. And we make sure that he's straight when he moves. Everybody paying attention when he moves.
Right.
You know what I mean? And these kids is just out here. So, yes, I am pro artist development. Snoop Dogg said of something big. Snoop Dogg said he didn't start making money until he started listening to Dr. Dre.
Right.
That's when he started making money. But my thing is that's what I want to see. That, and you know, outside of the music, it's about peace and love for me. We need a lot more of that in the world because the world is an evil, 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 evil place compared to when I was a youngster. It's a very evil, evil, evil place.
Yeah, but luckily we got musicians like yourself to give us different vibes to live with.
Yeah, all day. It's very, very important. Very important for me. It's all about my spirit. My spirit just sometimes, you know, it go on its own. And I just believe in good vibes and vibration and energy. If it ain't that, I move away from it.
We appreciate you taking your time, man, to hang out with us, pull up here at the Social Lab. We're about to transition over to Clubhouse for the after show. Folks, again, check out Hellbell's new project, Clevelland, at hellbell.com. And come on over to Clubhouse with us right now as we keep the conversation going. Bro, I love you, man. I love you too,
G.
Wishing you much success on each and every artist that you sign. And hopefully, listen, Clubhouse got lit artists too. So we're going to come over, and you might be able to, you know, pick up some more gold over here. Hey, it's the Social Lab. We're back on Monday, 9 p. As you know, we are here every Monday, Wednesday, 9 p. We're about to get out of here and start the after show over at Clubhouse. Hey, good night. God bless. Don't do nothing we wouldn't do. Over the weekend, which gives you a lot of bandwidth. You know what I'm saying? Just don't drink and drive. We out
here.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show.